I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now we turn our attention probably to the hottest topic in all of college football, the University of Miami. Just in the last week, five big-time commitments, a five-star and three four-stars. And somebody who's probably been working overtime. Not probably, he has been. Stephen Adams from Canes Insight. He's kind enough to join us. Stephen, wow, what a week, huh? What a 5 days.
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. I mean, the Canes had a class of about seven kids going into that last weekend of June. You know, back when I saw you at Paradise, or now called Legends Camp, over that last weekend of June, with a lot of top recruits on campus and a ton of buzz going into that weekend. And they've certainly capitalized. You know, you just mentioned they just added five top 200 overall national recruits in the last week or so. Now they're working with a top 10 class in the country. They've got their quarterback. They, like you mentioned, they got a five-star offensive lineman, and seems to be all going according to plan to Coach Mario Cristobal in his first full class here with the Hurricanes.
Obviously, all of them, from Francis Maui-Goa to Jaden Rashada, Riley Williams, Robert Stafford from Ogalle, and then Nathaniel Joseph, who is all ready to go to Clemson. This hasn't happened. Miami is winning battles against major, major playoff type of teams like Clemson, like Alabama and Ohio State. Talk about that, because I think that is a telltale of where this program is at right now and where it's headed.
Yeah, absolutely. You said it. I mean, all of these guys have had, they could have pretty much gone wherever they wanted. You know, everyone in the country is chasing most of these players, you know, right down to a guy like Jaden Rashada, Francis Maui-Goa. You're talking about the Georgias, the Alabamas, the Ohio States, the Clemsons, like you mentioned, Nathaniel Joseph with the flip to Miami from the Tigers this past week as well. So, you know, you're talking about the elites of the elites in college football choosing to go to Miami instead. And it kind of just, you know, goes to show this little power shift going on. You know, Miami would always get maybe one or two of those type of guys in the class. But for them to just rip off five in a row like that, I think that kind of shows they're kind of a player right now in the national landscape. Doesn't matter in-state, out-of-state, they've been recruiting hard, and their persistence has been paying off. Their relationships have been paying off. A guy like Francis Maui-Goa, the five-star from IMG, the offensive lineman, that's a guy Coach Mario has had his hooks in on back when he was at Oregon. And, of course, Coach Mirabal as well, working that. You know, both of them were really, really had a strong relationship with him, and that was what made Oregon such an attractive location for Maui-Goa in the beginning of that process. Obviously, those two come to Miami, and just like a flip of the switch, the Canes are able to lock him up. And again, it just goes to show these guys, their reputations are as recruiters, and they have made no bones about it. They are here to recruit.
Right. And with a quarterback room that's already potent, and, you know, they still have a lot of guys in there, they come up with a kid like Jaden Rashada, somebody from California, right in the shadow of USC and all the other teams out there in what used to be the Pac-12. And a lot of teams nationally. I know Florida was in on him as well. And then you went and got a pretty unknown to a lot of people. I had an opportunity to watch him last year, is Emery Williams from Milton, which is in the Florida Panhandle. So from a quarterback standpoint, you went out and got two pretty decent kids to add to what you already have in that room. Talk about that. I think that's really essential.
Yeah, the Canes are building a beast in the quarterback room. I mean, we both know it, Larry. You got to have that quarterback to compete in this day and age of college football. So So the Canes went out and got an elite prospect in terms of Jaden Rashad, top 50 overall national prospect. And then you've got a more intriguing, more developmental type prospect with a higher ceiling with Emery Williams, a guy that might take a little bit more time, doesn't have quite the pedigree in the offer list as a Rashada, but certainly an intriguing prospect in that right. You know, with Rashada, 6'4", 185, man, he's got the size, he's got the arm strength. But, you know, what really kind of makes him stand out to me, at least, you know, we had him on the podcast at Canes Insight a few months back after he really started getting interested in Miami, made his first visit down there. And this kid's intelligence really is what stands out to me. And just that will to get better. We've talked to his coaches. He played for the Miami Immortals 7-on-17. We had his coach, Coach Jose Duaso, on our podcast last week. And that's, you know, something that he has coached a lot of these kids, sent a ton of D1 prospects to the next level from high school. And been around all types of kids and players of that age. And he really just kind of highlighted his will to get better. Rashada just always wanted to improve. And this is a kid that he's got all the physical tools. So if he has those intangibles, that off-the-field stuff, I mean, this kid can make every throw, all areas of the field, can put touch on the ball, or he can kind of laser it in there if need be. A really exciting prospect, and just really adds to what the Canes have already been building, like you said, with Tyler Van Dyke, with the Jake Garcia. And it's really exciting to be a Hurricanes fan right now.
Yeah, and you look at Jake Garcia's, he could have easily been in the same position as Tyler Van Dyke if he wasn't injured. I mean, he could have, because we know that he was a top flight quarterback as well. So Miami's quarterback room is in really good shape. What about the tight end room now? You pick up a Riley Williams, who everybody coveted. I mean, a kid who's a four-star and a big, big, big-time athlete. You had Jackson Carver, the kid from Connecticut. And then all of a sudden, you got the kid Reed McKeska from Texas. So not only are you recruiting positions of need, but you're getting them from regionally all over the place, which has to be satisfying.
Yeah, I mean, it all starts with Riley Williams. I mean, he was the big fish, the guy that just jumped on the boat this past weekend. I mean, he's got the grit, that amazing frame, 6'6", 230, that just NFL types just drool over. He's just that new age tight end, really fits that mold where he has that frame and he's physical enough to be able to block and hold his own when need be, but also has that finesse and athleticism, can light up all over the formation, can threaten you down the seam in the passing game. Really versatile and explosive prospect, and that's what happens when you're a top 100 overall national recruit with Riley Williams. And you mentioned Carver as well. These are just the kind of you know, guys that can develop for the Hurricanes. They have some traits. Just want to keep seeing them progress and develop in their game. And you know, they already have plenty at the tight end position. So it's going to be a battle. Yeah. And you know, with you guys got guys like Elijah Arroyo, who really flashed in his time at Miami as a freshman last year. So just a ton of exciting players in that room. And it's going to be a very interesting fall camp to see who kind of emerges. And, of course, when these newer guys get in next year, it'll be the competition will be ramped up even more.
No doubt. Stephen Adams joins us, Canes Insight. And before we let you go, anything else coming up? Because I know that's going to be a hard act to follow. But they certainly have more scholarships, and I know they have a lot more targets. There's a couple of other kids that they're looking at. What is there any crystal ball predictions on your side, or is it have you worn it out with these guys?
No, I mean, like you kind of just alluded to, I mean, it's really just beginning right now. You've kind of seen the shift lately, the past few years, especially with the newer recruiting rules in terms of being able to sign early. A lot of kids want to have their decision locked in by the end of the summer so they can focus on that senior season. And that's what it seems like a lot of these kids that the Canes are recruiting right now, that seems like that's their goal, to get this decision done in late June, in July. And so there's still a few guys, higher ranked guys that are in the process, and we'll be committing here within the next month or so in July. And it's going to be very interesting. You got a guy like we just talked about all these IMG guys like Riley Williams, Francis Maui-Goa, their teammate, five-star Jaden Wayne from IMG, defensive end. He's set to make a decision on July 9th. You got another IMG prospect, Rush End, Malik Bryant. He's deciding July 23rd. The Canes are in great spots for both of those guys right now. The staff feels very confident with what they're doing. So, you know, if they can kind of hold on here through these last stretches, things can always change. But, you know, we feel pretty good about guys like Wayne and Bryant, two elite type prospects on the defensive line. And then you also you talk a little bit about an out-of-state prospect, safety from New Jersey, Jaden Bonsu. He's set for a July 20th decision. He was down here for Legends Camp over that weekend, so he got a chance to see campus and mingle with the coaching staff. Came so confident with that one too. So that's another four-star type player potentially in the bow. And then you got Tommy Kinsler, could potentially pop at any time, you know, in these next few weeks. He's looking to make that summer decision as well. He backed off a UF commitment. This is offensive lineman from Ocala. And he backed off a UF commitment this past weekend, actually, after officially visiting Miami in that last weekend of June for Legends Camp as well. So, I mean, ton of great prospects that are right on the edge of a decision here. And we talk about a top 10 class that the Canes have locked up, at least so far. It's just going to be growing as we get into these and these summer months coming up.
Good stuff. I know people are going to want to follow you and find out what's going on. Let everybody know how they can follow you, social media and the website and the podcast.
Absolutely. I mean, if you listen to Larry, usually you guys already know this is the spiel, but for any new listeners out there, you know, we can go to CanesInsight.com, check out all the latest team news, recruiting news, and of course the message board is always a great place to get some conversation in. Plenty to do over at Canes Insight. If you like podcasts, we have that as well. YouTube videos, film breakdowns, articles, pretty much anything you could possibly be into about the Hurricanes, we got it over at CanesInsight.com. So if you haven't already checked us out, feel free to go over there. Website's completely free. We'd love to have you. So thanks again, Larry.
Good stuff. All right, brother. Take care. We'll talk to you in a few weeks. Maybe we could update people. Until then, get to Canes Insight. That's going to wrap up the show for a Tuesday evening. Thanks to everybody who took part. Go to WQAM.com, top of the page, to podcasts, and you'll be able to listen to everybody we had on this evening. Had a great show. Tim Murphy, Coach Candle from Toledo. Danny G, thanks so much. We're back on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.